Eifen Shetzir HaShulchan Aruch Dahayno Oibiki Boilis Oishemaske Loi Eskufa Rebach. We're talking about a meches, and the guy is collecting the meches to tolls on Shabbos, so it is mutter only in one of two cases. Either that the guy is a kablin, and that means for every 100 dindrim he's going to collect, he's going to get a profit. So therefore there's a lumdis of a daite denavshe kovit. Oy shem maskeloy eskuf harevach. Or he sells him the taxes, the Shabbos taxes, the Shabbos tolls, and he pays him for the Shabbos tolls. So in these two cases, the guy that is working, he's working for himself. Avol b'schir yoim mamish, to hire a guy, afil there's a hefsed merube, and to hire the guy that the guy should work for you, and there's no heter of a daite denavshe, is also bechol gavne. Mizeh teida, from this one can understand, sha'oison ha'noshim ha'machzikim beis mashke, there were yidden who possessed a tavern, sha'loikrin me erev Shabbos eize eine Yehudi, so erev Shabbos to get a hold of a guy beveison al yoyim ha'Shabbos, lasoik b'mechires ha'mashke, so they're hiring a guy to work for them on Shabbos. That means he's going to sell what? A saloon, that's right, yeah. Mechiras Hamashkin, Shaloi Kedin Hemoisim. So they're doing Shaloi Kedin. The Af im Nachshoiv, Menias Revach, Yoim HaShabbos, Lehevsid Godu. Afilu we will say, and this is Vait from Poshut. That means we were speaking about a case, a person had purchased the schus of the tolls of a whole year. So the tolls belong to him. Now, if no one will pay the tolls on Shabbos, that's called the Hefsid Merube. Here a person has a tavern, and he's not doing business on Shabbos. So this is really Menias HaRevach. So Bechlal, it doesn't go into the heter of Meches, which we had learned. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Va'avim Nachshei, afilu we will consider, Menias Revach Yom HaShabbos Lehefsed Godol, and we were, there are coolest, that we are Mekel Behefsed Godol, we're not Chayish from Arisayim. Mikol Mokim, Haloi Loi Hitiru B'Schir Yom Mamish. They were not Mataras Chiryoim. I should hire a guy to work for me on Shabbos. That there is no heter whatsoever. V'gam du'ulai hurak bechlal menias harevach. And then bechlal, the coolest which we had mentioned was b'mokim hefsid. He has a loss. This is only considered, it's not considered a loss. He can make business on Shabbos. He's not making the business. K'may shekosvu achoynim linyintanu ha-melchis. V'al kalponim. Ein lahater ele boifin shetziru ha-shulchanor v'arimo. That he should be a kablam. Oy sheyaknu loy me'erev Shabbos kol hadvorim shenoysen loy limko. Or there's another eitzer. All the schnapps and the beer he's going to sell on Shabbos. So he should be makne to the goy erev Shabbos. And what, so here he says in Sharetzin, the guy is to make a Maisa Kinyan Erev Shabbos, preferably Kinyan Meshiche, and also Kinyan Kesef. That the guy should purchase the schnapps and the beer Erev Shabbos, so now in Shabbos he is selling his own schnapps and beer, and he's paying him for that what he purchased. V'aftal koponim adayin ha'esik nika Hashem Yisrael. Even though this is an esik of a yid, and there's maris ayin, ze muter mishum pseide. Later we're going to bring down Nataz. So now what happened? He either got a goy to be a kablon, and what if the goy will sell 100 bottles of beer, so he'll get a certain price. She's doing it adait in the nafshe. Or he purchased the beer out of Shabbos and he's selling his own beer. Yiye muter bozeh li Yisroel leishev meirochek. He's allowed to sit in the tavern. V'lishmer shalayignoiv ha'en Yehudi me'esek. If he leaves the tavern legamri, the goy can help himself and steal a lot from the esek. So the yid will be permitted to sit in the tavern and just watch that the goy is not stealing anything. But if he's in the tavern on Shabbos, shelo yisarev behoesik, he shouldn't handle with the goy in the business he's doing. He shouldn't speak about that. He could just keep his eyes open to watch that the goy should not steal things. This is a very big nesoyim. He's in the tavern and the guy is there, and the guy will start talking to him about the yesik. So it's a big nesoyim. Achoilam noigim lahata v'hanach lahem. Mutav sheyishoygigim v'yiyu mezide. To tell them that this is also, that means remaining in the store. One is olul to speak to the goy about the esek, which is also, but mutav sheyishoygigim. V'beiteyach b'ashem v'ene mechapes sodei kulois al Shabbos ashra. Now let us finish the Ramah. The Yisrael hamemuna al matbeya shel melech. That means a yid got he got the right from the king that he's going to print coins. He bought this right, and the presses work on Shabbos also. Dinoi kedin hamemuna al hameches. So it's the same din. This is called a hefsid merube. If he will not be able to give out these coins on Shabbos, v'af al pi shemashmiim koil b'Shabbos b'kos hamatbeyev. It's a very noisy geschäft. The banging out the coins. It's muta. This is a hefsid merube. This is muta. Vain lekaman semen reishen beis v'yizoyer shlo yeshe v'yisroel eitzel den Yehudi b'Shabbos k'sho'isik b'melachti b'medbeye oi b'kabolos ha'meches. He shouldn't sit together with the goy. They'll start talking about the inyonim, and that is also als mimtzoy chevtzecho. Dinoi kedin va'al kein mishte burusiv kotn la'medvav al kein muta litain hakesef le'ena Yehudi miboid yom b'kiboilis. That means he'll give the silver to the goy erev Shabbos. Shabbos the goy is going to make the coins and b'kablonis. That means for every 100 coins he's going to get a certain percentage. Shemias aloy min hakesef kach v'kach yitun loy kach v'kach oy sheyas kuloy Yisrael ha'revach sheyala mizeh b'Shabbos leinu yudi chanal. Or he can sell him the whole profits and the goy will pay him erev Shabbos for what he purchased from him. Mishum pseide, even though there's maris ayim, but since this is a hefsid godel, they were making. So the remote, what? nezik gadol shelo yeshiva Yisrael shehiskil loy oy shluchoy the yid should not sit there because of ataz umasha tamasha also leisev shom haynu kedei leida mahi hois aski shoysin ayni yehudi. He's not allowed to sit there to handle with the guy what was done in Shabbos, what he did, uchdei lekabel emenu cheshben al zeh lemochet. He'll know whatever he did, so tomorrow we'll make a cheshben. There's a cheshben for every 100 coins. He's going to get a certain percentage. How many coins did you make till now? The zeh also mishum mitzoy chepzach okidil kamon simin shinvav sif alim. Aval imena yoshiv shom el kedei lishmer es eina yehudi shelo yigne min ameches. That's what he brought down before. This is ataz. If he's not handling with the guy, he's not talking about anything. He just has his eyes open to see that the guy should not steal the toes. Mutter. Mizanichim mashenogu machzike rechayim mehasar. Those who hired mills from the sar, loheishiv shom Yisrael afilu b'shabes, to watch that they're making flour in the mills, they should make sure that no stealing should come about. Akizosh leidabe klum b'yaisik ad kan l'shayme v'chein kosvu shorei achrein. Okay, that's the end of Reish Mem Dalet. Now we're going to start Reish Mem Hei. And Reish Mem Hei starts with a Hakdomen. So before we see the Mechaber, we'll see first the Mishneh Brura. And we'll try a little to explain the lomdis of these halachas. Da, a heter gomer hu. There's a heter gomer. Be'im ha Yisroel yesh loy eize eisek oy meloche b'shutvis in ha'ene Yehudi. A goy and a yid make a partnership. So they're partners. Sheyisnu mitchile. They should make, before they start the whole eisek, they should make a tenai. They should make a condition. Koidim sheloichin b'shutvis. Before they purchase the shutvis, this should be the condition the shutvis is being made. And if this is done before everything starts, this is a hetagoma. Now let's hear what the condition is. B'shutvis, it's irrelevant. Avoid ato, that means the shutvin. And this is a business that functions 7 days a week. So he's a shutev with the goy. So there's an understanding he will not work Shabbos. So what do we do with this? But it's a business that runs on Shabbos. So he should make a condition with the goy. Avoid ato b'Shabbos. Shabbos, you take over completely. You're working on Shabbos. V'sikach kefi melachtecho. And whatever profits will come in, you'll take. Hein rav oy ma'at. So you're. We'll see in a minute what the lumdus is. V'ani evoid kenegdecho yom echad b'chol. I'm going to work on Sunday. Ve'etel kefi melachti. So let's just understand what we accomplish with this. We accomplish with this as follows. We are partners 5 days a week. That's our partnership. And in these 5 days, we work together. You work half a day, I work half a day. We're partners 5 days a week. Shabbos and Sunday, we are not partners. Shabbos is your day, Sunday is my day. But we're not partners. So therefore, if you make $1,000 Shabbos, I make $5 Sunday, or the Hepech, it's irrelevant. Because Shabbos and Sunday, we're not partners. We're only partners 5 days a week. So the guy that is working Shabbos is working for himself. I that am working Sunday, I'm working for myself. Now, Bishas Chalukah. Now at the end of the week, now they divide the profits. Yitol he'eni Yehudi socher avur haShabbos. The guy will take for what he worked on Shabbos. By Yisrael Yitol yom echad kenegdai, and the Yid will take what he worked on Sunday. Ein rav oimad. So if before the partnership started, this was the agreement that was made, this is a hetagom. Avo. Imloy hisnu mitchila. They didn't make any conditions that the partnership is a 5-day partnership. We're partners. But what happens? The same scenario happened. The guy worked Shabbos and he worked Sunday. But there was, this condition was not said in the beginning. Ubishas chaluka oimelaini Yehudi. Bishas chaluka, he tells the guy, toil ato kineged amloch bishabbos. You'll take what you worked on Shabbos. Vani bechoil. Zehu vadai also. This is also. The same pool has happened, but this is also. What is pshat in this? We'll see later in the Mishnah Berurah, but pshat in the Isser is as follows. If they did not make any conditions in the partnership, so pshat is the partners all 7 days. So what is pshat? The guy is working the whole Shabbos. The pshat is, listen, you're also supposed to work half a day. I'll work one half of the day is for me, and the other half, I'm working for you. I'm working for you. So pshat is, you were mechuyev to work on Shabbos, but you're shayme Shabbos, so I'll work for you. So shayme shemayim. If the guy is working the second half of Shabbos for the Yid, so that's called aschir yayim. That's called, he's working for the Yid. So then this is also. Afilu, the Yid makes the same thing. I'm working the whole day Sunday. So it's also the same agreement. Half the day I'm working for myself, and half the day I'm working for you. So if this, the previous condition was not made, so that means that we're partners 7 days a week. You're working on Shabbos, half a day for me. I'm working on Sunday, half a day for you. But since each one of us is mechuyev to work each day, so when you're working for me, so that's called, you're a schir yom for me, you're my poil, and this is also, and this is also. So it's a shutvus for 7 days. What? He's pocketing the... It's irrelevant, but pshat is because you had to work and I'm working for you. Yes, that's what he says. Avishas chaluka oimelein yutoil ato keneged amolcha b'shabes v'ani b'choil. But that is the lumdis. We are shutvim and you are working for me. And I'm working for you. V'zev adayosa. V'imloi hisnu mitchila. Case number 3. V'imloi hisnu mitchila. They didn't say anything. Obishas chaluke. Cholku stam b'shove. They divided the profits equally. There was no t'nai, there's no nothing. And they divided the profits equally. Zaboy bigmor v'layivshite. And this we'll see on Amud Beis, what it study ashailis. Oposa karambam l'chumre v'rosh l'kule. V'mechaber sosam karambam, that it's also. Ramo posak bago karosh v'mokim hefsiv god. Case number 3, they didn't say anything in the dividing up the profits without saying what, where, and when. V'imisnu koidim shabor lishtatev kenal. If they made this t'nai, so they started off on the right foot. They made the t'nai, we are shutvim We are Shutvim for 5 days. It's yours Shabbos, it's mine Sunday. Ubishas Chaluke Nisratzu Lachloik Bishovim. So theoretically, if this is the agreement, so to make a Chaluke Bishovim is not so possible. What's shot in this? He made $1,000 Shabbos, you made $5 Sunday, and you're dividing it equally. So what does this mean? So you can look at it two ways. You can look at it that he's giving him a matana. The guy worked for himself on Shabbos. He made $1,000 on Shabbos. And we're not saying anything. We'll split equally. So this can be looked at as a matone. That means I don't owe it to you, but I'm asking. I'll give it to you. Zemutaraf la Rambam. So now this was the Hakdama, now we'll see the Mechaber. Yisrael ve'eina Yehudi sheyesh lahem sode, they have a field, oitanu, or they have an oven that they bake on. A melchot, a bathhouse, a rechaim shomayim, or a mill, b'shutves. Oy sheheim shutvim b'chanus b'schoire. They're shutvim in a store. Im hisnu mitchila. If they made a tanai, b'shor shebo lishtatim. Before they made the shutves. That the guy should get all the profits on Shabbos. Imaat v'im harbe uschar yom echod kineged yom haShabbos liYisrael levadoi. That was the agreement. Mutter, then it's mutter. Fine. Same thing. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Tam hadvarim eilu debeinan hisnu. Now he's going to explain what we explained a bit. The lavo, if there will not be a tanai, kivin de mitchila bishas asiyas hashutves, hoyemutal hamaloch al shneim yachdov. There's no conditions. So we're shutvim. We're 7 days shutvim. That was our agreement. Allahochi im achakach yoyma le'eini yehudi asei ato levatra b'shabbos v'tul lecho kol harevach shel shabbos v'ni yese levadi yom echad b'chil k'negd v'et lo'yse la'atzmi harevach shel lo'yse yoyim. But since in Yisod they are shutvim for 7 days, avilo ki'ilu mamid esa eina yehudi lepoyel biyodayim. It is like he is saying, you are working for me. Ki'ilu oimaloi. Asei ato avuri b'shabbos. Theoretically, I was supposed to work from 12 to 6 Shabbos. You work from 6 to 12. I'm supposed to work from 12 to 6. I'm not going to work Shabbos. You work for me. Sunday I'll work for you 6 to 12. Ve'havi shluchai mamish. So that's when it's awesome. Ulefize im shutfoi ha'eni yehudi ba'atzmoi einai oiseklum. What is if the shutif doesn't do anything? They are shutvim in a tunnel. They both purchased a tunnel. And there are goyish workers who make bread in this tanur and sell the bread. They are shutvim in they are shutvim in the tano. Rak she'einam yehudim acherim haboim lefois masikim boi betano shel ha-shutvim. There are goyim who come to bake in this tano, the tano we are shutvim in the tano. Fakert, it's a tano, and fakert, you want to use the tano, you pay us. V'noisnim sach ma bischorom. Each one pays for the usage of the tano. It's a tano bishutfis. It's our tano. We have a laundromat. It's our machines, and people come in and pay the owners of the machine. Yochel haYisrael the Kabul mishutvoy schoray hamegiyaloy lefi chelkoy afilu imloy hisno afilu there was no tanai whatsoever. This is our tanur. People are using our tanur 7 days a week, and we're getting the profits of the usage of the tanur. This one should be careful. He should not get only the money for Shabbos. That means this is a 7-day business. This is a 7-day business, and people use our tano and pay us for the usage of the tano. So at the end of the week, each one is going to get half of the profit. So Be'etzim is getting Schar Shabbos. That means he's getting a chelik. Let's say each day, each shutev makes $50. So the $50 that he's getting is mamish Schar Shabbos. Yene used his tana on Shabbos. That's why he's getting the $50. But in Schar Shabbos, there's a heter above law. That means if he's going to get, if he gets at the end of the week, in a lump sum, the payment of the usage of the tana for the whole week, so he's getting schar Shabbos bahavlo, so then this is muta. Eliyikach menu stam bahavlo shayamim, kidoi shilei yi eschar Shabbos. V'loi chashina mishum maris ha'ayim, shayimru l'tzoyrach Yisrael huayseh. Do we lose the Maris Ayin? Kivin she yadua sheyesh leini yudi chelik boy. Since everyone knows that the Yid and the Goy are shutvim, so so they won't say it's being done for the Yid. There's no Maris Ayin also. I don't think so. I think so. He speaks about that. He speaks about over here. Shafa peace, yeah. Ba'afi mein le nochi be'esik elechelik cotton bilbat. Kosa b'shal shuvus ma'arem shik shem b'zem ishamarasayim. He says, but the shutum l'maisa. I think people knew this already. People knew that there should be. There never was Koresh Mayolov. When the business started, there was Yankel in Bill. Im hisnu mitchile. Now, so this is the first heter. Im hisnu mitchile. Atam, if there was an opma, we are working together 5 days a week. You work Shabbos, I work Sunday. The kivin shisro betchile loyhutal ala Yisrael klal mikore lasais b'Shabbos. Al teshutvis, I don't have to work on Shabbos. Bein eini Yehudi shluchay. Agavuche, he brings down here from Rav Moshe. When we make this agreement that Shabbos is yours, Sunday is mine, that's the shutvis. We're not shutvim on these 2 days. So Rav Moshe says they have to hold books, they have to hold cheshbon, that how much was made Shabbos. Shabbos and how much was made Sunday. If they don't hold any books, and we divide it up together, so it seems the whole thing is only a gelechta. So that's what the Ramesh says. Yeah. Later they're allowed to divide up the shutvas b'shove. But if they didn't hold cheshbon, then that'll be yosef. They chayluk b'shove. Now, she yischal haShabbos leinu yudei levadoi. You're working on Shabbos. So in the prophets that will come out from the field, we should for 5 days, and then you're working this and I'm working this day. Imahat the kibin the einam mechashvin zekineged ze little bishover. Since the agreement was when they started that you're gonna take whatever prophets come in Shabbos, I'm taking Sunday. Im kain einam shutvim klal b'yoyim Shabbos b'yoyim Aleph. In the chiles aheskim, they are not shutvim. Rak b'shar hayom. They shutvim 5 days a week. In these 2 days, one day it's yours and one day it's mine. Lafuki imoy. Imasni imoy b'shasat nai. But if they made up, listen, it's yours, Shabbos, mine, Sunday, and we're going to, but the prophets are going to be the same. The also, if you're adding this on, that the prophets are going to be the same, so you're showing this, what you just said, it's your Shabbos and mine, Sunday, is just a play of words. That was the Ochmach. The Ochmach was that if there's a lot or a little, whatever will be, you take Shabbos, I take something. That was the Ochmach. B'shas chaluke bo lechesh, but loyma. For Shabbos $1,000. Bani Muit, I took for Sunday $5. Fine. Nachloik Hamoisa Sheyilish name Bishotvim. But 5 days of the week we work Bishotvim. So let's make a deal. You got $1,000, I'll get $5. But we divide the profits of the 5 days. Let it come out that we'll end up Bishovet. Das Amogin Avrom Livsoy Kedas Araivit Shemach Mabose Mishum de Goli Milsala Mafreya that Nai de Mekore Aroma Baal Mahar. I mean, if you say this, the whole thing is Aroma. You're ending up. We shoot him in the sequel, so the whole thing was only a play of words. The Yesh Makilim Boze, given the Isnomei Kore. They made up like this, so that what they do later is nothing to do with the Etzim business. The Etzim business is shoot him for 5 days, and this is 7 days, and each one is working 1 day. So if you're going to end up with equal profits, it's fight from Porsche.
What a Shabbos is my big day.
Yeah.
You do your part of 4 days a week. I'll take 2 days. Boy takes 1 day.
No.
I have 2 days. I have Sunday and Monday.
Fine.
Boy takes Shabbos.
Fine.
In 4 days apart.
Fine.
That would work.
Fine. That would zicher work. 100%. You're working 2 days. You're working 2 days. 6 days and he broke one day. Mutter, ve'im loy noida, achakach remach shekol echad ve'echad al yoymai. If it's very difficult to figure out the exact revochim, that means it's difficult to figure it out. Then is rashoim lechatchile lachlik b'shodeh. So then, that means if in Yesod they made this tnai, but now exactly we do not know, how much the guy made Shabbos, how much I made Sunday, and it involves a lot of tilchit to figure it out, so we decided, listen, instead of having this whole tilchit, we'll assume that more or less Shabbos and Sunday was the same, so then they're permitted to do that.